Welcome, Savvy Seeker, to the Spiritual Phoenix Podcast. This is your audio oasis and paranormal portal. You can experience legendary guests, thought-provoking tarot readings, astonishing astrological forecasts, and exposure to ideas intent on igniting your unlimited inspiration. Subscribe today to keep your fire burning. One last thing, you are encouraged to reach out and ask questions. Become a part of the show. Now please, enjoy today's episode. Hey, what is up, everybody? Happy Magical Monday to you all. We're getting ready to do a tarot reading that will be based on personal development. Divination's out, personal development is in, getting into the more truer roots of tarot and less of the woo-woo-ness of it, I guess. Not to say that the divination doesn't work, but I feel that to kind of be missing the point of what tarot is about. And if you enjoy entertainment readings like that, that's cool. I might offer them again at some point. Right now, I'm really trying to help people solve their situations and see aspects of themselves they might not see otherwise. So yeah, we'll get right into it. We have miracles that comes up. And it's interesting, given the content of everything. I've recorded several of these episodes in a row. If you've noticed, I have the same shirt on. It's not because I'm a scuzzball. I'm recording a lot of stuff at once. So this ties in with everything else that I've kind of talked about. So the miracle aspect is there's this whole cold situation going on, but there's this lighted being here. So sometimes really cold and unpleasant situations are actually the ground for miracles to occur. And a miracle is kind of, I'm trying to think of how I want to express it. An improbable occurrence that occurs. That's kind of redundant. An improbable occurrence, I guess, is the best way to put it. And I've had the luxury through recovery to experience miracles on a regular basis. And by that, what I mean is by being around people that have stopped getting high and stopped completely destroying their lives and seeing that people have done that for a period of years, people that were addicted to heroin, people that were addicted to crack, like all of that stuff, to see people move away from that and then see how their lives have changed and how they've been able to help people, that is a real miracle. But when you begin to really break it down, there's lots of miracles on a daily basis that we begin to see. And the more that you kind of see these miracles, the more that you attract them to you. What you see what you get, or what you see is what you get. And it's like in my own personal life, not being on mental health medication for a condition which most people are medicated and suffering from, and for the most part, not being impacted by it in a severe way, being very functional with it. And I don't know that functional is the appropriate word, because it's taken a lot of effort, and at times it still does, and at times it still takes me out. Being free of substances, being able to walk away from cigarettes as well. Like, I've witnessed a lot of miracles. Just being able to maintain this podcast as many episodes as I have been. The miracle of being able to really pursue my passion. And that's something that I have to stay in touch with. This hasn't been easy, and at times it's something that's very frustrating to me that I'm not where I'm at with it yet. But the miracle is I'm still here doing it, despite all of that. So look for the miracles in your own life. I'm sure that there's a lot more there. And if not, your attitude probably needs some adjustment. Because if you have the ability to sit and watch this or listen to this, you're likely doing better than 80% of the planet. So that in of itself is a miracle. So moving forward, Knight of Vessels. So vessels are all about water. Water is all about emotions. This is the ability to navigate your emotions in a logical and healthy way. And I think that this is something that has been coming up a lot, just because it's kind of where I've been at lately, is even being able to navigate your emotions and not be controlled by them for some people can be miraculous. With the storm that I recently weathered in my life, I didn't handle it as well as I would have liked to have thought, but in retrospect, I handled something like that better than I probably ever would have. far less things have put me in far more difficult spaces. And sometimes navigating your emotions is going to create ripples regardless, as you can see the ripples coming out from the eel. And that's okay. It's okay to have emotions. That's like the key to the human experience. That's what separates us from like robots is emotions. I mean, besides the organic element of things. And then there's also these stones in the card. That's kind of being grounded, maintaining that connection to the earth as you navigate your emotions. Being grounded and staying grounded in our truth and in ourselves and in reality is incredibly important to navigate them. And that's miraculous in and of itself. Now we will move on to the next card. The Great Bear. This is a judgment card, judgment in traditional tarot. And if you look, there's these pillars. There's two sets of pillars and a gateway. There's the trees, then there's these pillars, and there's this gateway with the bear standing in front of it. So for me, the judgment of this is, how do I want to say this? This is coming to the end of a cycle, and moving through all of that can be miraculous in the sense that you've passed all of these benchmarks, and you're going to have, how do I want to say this, benchmarks in your internal landscape if you're paying attention. I know for me that there's a distinct high water marks or like trail markers as I've gone through this internal journey, and I feel like people that are really on the path will understand it. And sometimes it's really miraculous to look at where that has taken us, how we've gone through it all. And it's also really about facing your fear, going into the unknown, really sitting down and being with yourself on a deep level. I had shared on one of the Fool's Guide to Tarot episodes about this camping trip that I went on, and it was like 24 hours of being in me, by me, no real distractions, being present in the world. That's a lot for some people. I think that it would be a lot for most people, just sitting there. But it was cool to be able to sit there and be a friend for myself and kind of see what I needed and allow myself to go through everything and process it. And there's a lot of healing in being able to walk through all of these quote-unquote trail markers or gates or benchmarks in your life, and just be present with yourself on a real way, not like the superficial way that a lot of us are present with ourselves or that I fall into or that we all fall into at times, but on like that deep, deep, deep core level. Then we move to the Archer. So this would be the Chariot in traditional tarot. Chariot really is kind of about movement and picking your path. To me, this is about choosing where you want to go and really setting yourself up for it. The miracle aspect of that is if you really practice your aim and aim from the heart, which would be represented by the green in her robes, you're miraculously able to get what you want from life. And if not what you want, something better than you ever could have imagined and what you need. Oftentimes, what we want isn't what we actually need, and we don't get it, and it can create a lot of stress for us because we're so associated, like so connected with that outcome. In my own personal experience, I have found that sometimes the miracle comes from not getting what I want and from being able to be present with things as they occur, even with my want of things. And then to let life unfold and then see what actually comes up. And the example I'll give is just through doing step work. At one point, there was kind of like a pause in my step work, and then I had to go through and do more work on it. But then through doing more work, I really uncovered a lot about myself that I wouldn't have had I got it right the first time, had I quote unquote got it right. So the miracle was in getting it wrong, I was able to actually get so much more from it that has changed my life in incredibly beneficial ways. Miracles can come when you're come when you're least expecting it, and when you might not even think that a miracle can show up, one will happen. So just stay present, stay grateful, stay humble. And I want to thank you all. If you'd like me to help you walk through some of these cards and see what comes up for you in your own personal life and help you apply the wisdom of the cards to your personal situation, you can get a private reading with me. And then I will also follow it up with a Reiki healing aftercare, just to help kind of sweep away the psychic debris that you may have picked up. I hope that this helps you. Stay out of trouble, people. Thank you for listening. If you love this show, one kind review goes a long way. If you have a question or comment you'd like read on air, please send your email to staff@spiritualphoenixstudios.com or use the link in the show notes.